Sec. 25-35, Council of Directors, the members, to the extent consistent with Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, the Foundation shall have a Council of Directors, which shall be comprised of 1. The Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, 2. The Chief of the Office of Citizenship and New Americans, and 3. 10 directors appointed by the ex officio directors designated in paragraphs 1 and 2 from national community-based organizations that promote and assist permanent residents with naturalization. B. Appointment of Executive Director. The USCF Council shall appoint an Executive Director who shall oversee the day-to-day operations of the Foundation. Sec. 2536. Powers. The Executive Director is authorized to carry out the purposes set forth in Section 2533 on behalf of the Foundation by 1. Accepting, holding, administering, investing, and spending any gift, device, or bequest of real or personal property made to the Foundation. 2. Entering into contracts and other financial assistance agreements with individuals, public or private organizations, professional societies, and government agencies to carry out the functions of the Foundation. 3. Entering into such other contracts, leases, cooperative agreements, and other transactions as the Executive Director considers appropriate to carry out activities of the Foundation. And 4. Charging such fees for professional services furnished by the Foundation as the Executive Director determines reasonable and appropriate. Sec. 2537. Initial Entry Adjustment and Citizenship Assistance Grant Program. The authorization, the Secretary, acting through the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, may award initial entry, adjustment, and citizenship assistance grants to eligible public or private nonprofit organizations. B. Use of grant funds. The grants shall be used for the design and implementation of programs that provide direct assistance within the scope of the authorized practice of immigration law. Once aliens who are preparing an initial application for registered provisional immigrant status under Section 245B of the Immigration and Nationality Act, and aliens who are preparing an initial application for blue card status under Section 2211, including assisting applicants in a screening to assess prospective applicants' potential eligibility or lack of eligibility. B. Completing applications. C. Gathering proof of identification, employment, residence, and tax payment. T. Gathering proof of relationships of eligible family members. E. Applying for any waivers for which applicants and qualifying family members may be eligible. And F. Any other assistance that the Secretary or grantee considers useful to aliens who are interested in applying for registered provisional immigrant status. 2. Aliens seeking to adjust their status under Section 245, 245B, 245C, or 245F of the Immigration and Nationality Act. 3. To legal permanent residents seeking to become naturalized United States citizens. And 4. To applicants on the rights and responsibilities of United States citizenship. B. Civics-based English as a second language. C. Civics, with a special emphasis on common values and traditions of Americans, including an understanding of the history of the United States and the principles of the Constitution. And T. Applying for United States citizenship. Sec. 2538. Pilot program to promote immigrant integration at state and local levels. A grant authorized the chief shall establish a pilot program through which the chief may award grants on a competitive basis to states and local governments or other qualifying entities in collaboration with state and local governments. 1. To establish new immigrant councils to carry out programs to integrate new immigrants. R. 2. To carry out programs to integrate new immigrants. B. Application. A state or local government desiring a grant under this section shall submit an application to the chief at such time, in such manner, and containing such information as the chief may reasonably require, including 1. A proposal to meet an objective or combination of objectives set forth in subsection D3. 2. The number of new immigrants in the APPLICANTS jurisdiction. And 3. A description of the challenges in introducing and integrating new immigrants into the state or local community. C. Priority in awarding grants. Under this section, the chief shall give priority to states and local governments or other qualifying entities that 1. Use matching funds from non-federal sources, which may include in-kind contributions. 2. Demonstrate collaboration with public and private entities to achieve the goals of the comprehensive plan developed pursuant to subsection D3. 3. Are one of the 10 states with the highest rate of foreign-born residents. R. 4. Have experienced a large increase in the population of immigrants during the most recent 10-year period relative to past migration patterns based on data compiled by the Office of Immigration Statistics or the United States Census Bureau. T. Authorized activities. A grant awarded under this subsection may be used. 1. To form a new immigrant council, which shall consist of between 15 and 19 individuals inclusive from the state, local government, or qualifying organization. B. Include to the extent practicable representatives from a business, E. faith-based organizations, II. Civic organizations, IV. philanthropic organizations, V. nonprofit organizations, including those with legal and advocacy experience working with immigrant communities, V. key education stakeholders such as state educational agencies, local educational agencies, community colleges, and teachers, VI. State adult education offices, VE. State or local public libraries, and X. State or local governments, and C. Meet not less frequently than once each quarter. 2. To provide sub-grants to local communities, city governments, municipalities, not-profit organizations including veterans and patriotic organizations or other qualifying entities. 3. To develop, implement, expand, or enhance a comprehensive plan to introduce and integrate new immigrants into the state by improving English language skills. B. Engaging caretakers with limited English proficiency in their CHILDS education through interactive parent and child literacy activities. C. Improving and expanding access to workforce training programs. D. Teaching United States history, civics education, citizenship rights, and responsibilities. E. Promoting an understanding of the form of government and history of the United States and the principles of the Constitution. F. Improving financial literacy. And G. Focusing on other key areas of importance to integration in our society. And 4. To engage receiving communities in the citizenship and civic integration process by increasing local service capacity. B. Building meaningful connections between newer immigrants and long-time residents. C. Communicating the contributions of receiving communities and new immigrants. And T. Engaging leaders from all sectors of the community. E. Reporting and evaluation. 1. Annual report. Each grant recipient shall submit an annual report to the office that describes activities undertaken by the grant recipient, including how such activities meet the goals of the office, the foundation, and the comprehensive plan described in subsection D3. B. The geographic areas being served. C. The number of immigrants in such areas. And D. The primary languages spoken in such areas. 2. Annual evaluation. The chief shall conduct an annual evaluation of the grant program established under this section. 8. To assess and improve the effectiveness of such grant program. B. To assess the future needs of immigrants and of state and local governments related to immigrants. And C. To ensure that grantees, recipients, and subgrantees are acting within the scope and purpose of this subchapter. Sec. 2539. Naturalization ceremonies. In general, the chief, in consultation with the director of the National Park Service, the archivist of the United States, and other appropriate federal officials, shall develop and implement a strategy to enhance the public awareness of naturalization ceremonies. B. Venues in developing the strategy. Under subsection A, the Secretary shall consider the use of outstanding and historic locations as venues for select naturalization ceremonies. C. Reporting requirement. The Secretary shall annually submit a report to Congress that contains 1. The content of the strategy developed under subsection A, and 2. The progress made towards the implementation of such strategy. Chapter 3. Funding. Sec. 2541. Authorization of appropriations. The Office of Citizenship and New Americans, in addition to any amounts otherwise made available to the office, there are authorized to be appropriated to carry out the functions described in Section 451F2 of the Homeland Security Act of 2002, 6 U.S.C. 271F2 as amended by Section 2511B. 1. $10 million for the 5-year period ending on September 30, 2018. And 2. Such sums as may be necessary for fiscal year 2019 and subsequent fiscal years. B. Grant programs. There are authorized to be appropriated to implement the grant programs authorized under sections 2537 and 2538, and to implement the strategy under section 2539. 1. $100 million for the 5-year period ending on September 30, 2018. And 2. Such sums as may be necessary for fiscal year 2019 and subsequent fiscal years. Chapter 4. Reduce barriers to naturalization. Sec. 2551. Waiver of English requirement for senior new Americans. Section 312A U.S.C. 1423 is amended by striking subsection B and inserting the following. B. The requirements under subsection A shall not apply to any person who 1. Is unable to comply with such requirements because of physical or mental disability, including developmental or intellectual disability, or 2. On the date on which the PERSONS application for naturalization is filed under section 334, A. is older than 65 years of age, and B. has been living in the United States for periods totaling at least 5 years after being lawfully admitted for permanent residence. C. The requirement under subsection A1 shall not apply to any person who, on the date on which the PERSONS application for naturalization is filed under section 334, 1. Is older than 50 years of age and has been living in the United States for periods totaling at least 20 years after being lawfully admitted for permanent residence. 2. Is older than 55 years of age and has been living in the United States for periods totaling at least 15 years after being lawfully admitted for permanent residence. Or 3. Is older than 60 years of age and has been living in the United States for periods totaling at least 10 years after being lawfully admitted for permanent residence. T. The Secretary of Homeland Security may waive, on a case-by-case basis, the requirement under subsection A2 on behalf of any person who, on the date on which the PERSONS application for naturalization is filed under section 334, 1. Is older than 60 years of age, and 2. Has been living in the United States for periods totaling at least 10 years after being lawfully admitted for permanent residence. Sec. 2552. Filing of applications not requiring regular internet access. Electronic filing not required. 1. In general, the Secretary may not require that an applicant or petitioner for permanent residence or citizenship of the United States use an electronic method to file any application or access a customer account. 2. Sunset date. This subsection shall cease to be effective on October 1, 2020. B. Notification requirement. Beginning on October 1, 2020, the Secretary may not require that an applicant or petitioner for permanent residence or citizenship of the United States use an electronic method to file any application or access to customer account unless the Secretary notifies the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives of such requirement not later than 30 days before the effective date of such requirement. Sec. 2553. Permissible use of assisted housing by battered immigrants. Section 214 of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1984, 42 U.S.C. 1436A, is amended. 1. In subsection A, in paragraph 6, by striking or and inserting a semicolon. B. By redesignating paragraph 7 as paragraph 8. And C. By inserting after paragraph 6 the following new paragraph. 7. A qualified alien described in section 431C of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1641C, R, and 2. In subsection C, in paragraph 1A, by striking paragraphs 1 through 6 and inserting paragraphs 1 through 7, and B, in paragraph 2A, by inserting other than a qualified alien described in section 431C of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1641C, after any alien. Sec. 2554. United States citizenship for internationally adopted individuals, automatic citizenship. Section 104 of the Child Citizenship Act of 2000, Public Law 106-395, 8 U.S.C. 1431. Note is amended to read as follows. Sec. 104. Applicability. The amendments made by this title shall apply to any individual who satisfies the requirements under Section 320 or 322 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, regardless of the date on which such requirements were satisfied. B. Modification of pre-adoption visitation requirements. Section 101B1FI, 8 U.S.C. 1101B1FI, as amended by Section 2312, is further amended by striking at least 25 years of age who personally saw and observed the child prior to or during the adoption proceedings, and inserting who is at least 25 years of age, at least one of whom personally saw and observed the child before or during the adoption proceedings. C. Automatic citizenship for children of United States citizens who are physically present in the United States. 1. In general, Section 320A3, 8 U.S.C. 1431A3, is amended to read as follows. 3. The child is physically present in the United States in the legal custody of the citizen parent, pursuant to lawful admission. 2. Applicability to INDIVIDUALS who no longer have legal status, notwithstanding the lack of legal status or physical presence in the United States. A person shall be deemed to meet the requirements under Section 320 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as amended by paragraph 1, if the person was born outside of the United States, B, was adopted by a United States citizen before the person reached 18 years of age, C, was legally admitted to the United States, and D, would have qualified for automatic United States citizenship if the amendments made by paragraph 1 had been in effect at the time of such admission. D, retroactive application. Section 320B, 8 U.S.C. 1431B, is amended by inserting regardless of the date on which the adoption was finalized before the period at end. The applicability of the amendments made by this section shall apply to any individual adopted by a citizen of the United States, regardless of whether the adoption occurred prior to on or after the date of the enactment of the Child Citizenship Act of 2000.